Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
West Philadelphia Promise Neighborhood community meal locations for children and families for the month of April. School meal sites for children. Philadelphia Learning Academy, 4300 Westminster Avenue, Mondays and Thursdays, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. West Philadelphia High School, 4901 Chestnut Street, Mondays and Thursdays, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Belmont Charter, 907 North 41st Street, Mondays through Fridays, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Mount Vernon Manor CDC, Mantua, Haverford Community Center, 631 North 39th Street, Mondays and Wednesdays, 10 a.m. till 12 p.m. Caring People Alliance, West Philadelphia Community Center, 3512 Haverford Avenue, Mondays and Wednesdays, 10 a.m. till 12 p.m. Centennial Parkside CDC, 1103 North 40th Street, Mondays and Wednesdays, 10 a.m. till 12 p.m. For a full listing of meal sites, go to phillyfoodfinder.org. For more information for West Philadelphia Promise Neighborhood offerings, please go to wordradio.com and click on the WPPN banner ad for more information.
Tune in every Saturday at 6 p.m. to Recovery Talk 101 with your host, Rick Ford, talking about addiction, treatment, and recovery right here on Word Radio. Home of the happy hour.
The happy hour.
With Sincerely Sarita. This is Word Radio. 96.1 FM and 900 AM WURD Philadelphia.
Streaming live at wordradio.com and on the Word Radio app.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests, listeners, and hosts of any program on Word Radio do not necessarily reflect those of ownership, management, or advertisers of this station.
One at our end of town. at all.
Hey, welcome to Recovery Talk 101. Yes, I'm your host, Rick Ford, and you're listening to 900 AM WURD 96.1 FM on your dial. Today is April, Saturday the 18th, and we are all in the middle of the coronavirus, and I'm praying for those that are out there who are cabin fever, and we're in a hell of a time right now, so I just pray that we all can get to the other side of this here thing here. A few announcements before we get started. Recovery Idol rounds 1, 2, and 3 have been canceled. And I'm going to say that again. Recovery Idol was scheduled for April, May, and June has been canceled until further notice. And we're going to pray that once we get to the other side of this, we will resume or come up with a plan B for Recovery Idol. And I tell you, folks are anxiously waiting for the entertainment this year. Think about all the entertainment that's going on, everything that's been canceled. In Atlantic City and some other local events have been canceled. And I think it's interesting that we all pay attention to the media, for those who really can see through what's happening in the media. And again, just be safe and prayerful for those that are struggling. Tomorrow, funeral services for my brother-in-law, Butch Sanders, and I mentioned this last week on my show that Butch Sanders, my brother-in-law, he passed on, and his services is tomorrow. And please pray for the Sanders family, the Williams family, the Ford family, and all those families who have lost loved ones due to the coronavirus. And I just pray that, you know, my good friend Blaine Coleman is a funeral director, and Blaine, we talk daily. And he's out picking up bodies left and right. And, it's kind of painful when you talk to someone who was on receiving end, working as a funeral director. And he's telling me, he said, Rick, I've been so busy just picking up bodies. And thanks again, Jihad. They've been doing, Blaine mentioned to me that they had to double the body bags. That means that when he goes into a hospital or hospice, I should say, or to the morgue or to someone's house, he has to double the bags. And, it's just a lot going on. Also, on the somber note, again, Sandra Crippen, who is a board member of the family at the Dell, her son, Big Bob passed away. And I'm kind of taken back by that because I was on Facebook and I noticed that Big Bob, who looks just like his uncle, Warren L. Williams, Pop the Cop, walk like Pop the Cop. His mannerisms are just like Pop the Cop, who was my hero. So, and if you know Sandy Crippen, please give her a call, and she mentioned to me that once we get to the other side of this, we're going to have a big celebration, a memorial celebration for Big Bob Crippen. And so I want you guys, again, if you know Sandy, give her a call. Kudos go out to birthday to Bill Ingram from Platinum Production. And if you know Bill Ingram, and I was listening to the earlier show, Brian Green's show, and he was mentioning Bill Ingram, who was a real modest, laid-back, quiet kind of guy. So, Bill, if you're listening, happy birthday to you, man, and your family and everybody else that's involved with Platinum Production. We want you guys to stay safe. Also, the core group over there at the Dell Music Center, Faye Garrison Green, Sue Slauson, and their team, we want you guys to stay safe. And we all, again, we just know that God will see us to the other side of what's happening with this whole thing. Yeah, so I'm really looking forward to all the upcoming events as we move along. And again, I was listening to number 45. I listened to all the governors in the tri-state area and also in New York and Jersey and Delaware. So I think everybody's a little apprehensive about when we can open things back up. I'm not in a rush. You know, I'm going to take my time, be strategic. My wife and my wonderful wife, Sheila Ford, who lost her brother, and I mentioned this earlier in the show, please give her a call. Today was her last day of graduate school. So she's been working feverishly, putting things together along with her classmates. And I'll send a shout out to all the folks over there at LU, Lincoln University, and all the students and all the other colleges that are preparing for graduation. So my prayers go out to you guys, dear. We're going to open up the phone lines here in the studios at 215-634-8065. Toll free 1-866-361-0900. You can hit us up now. Listen to this. We're on Facebook. You can hit us up at Facebook at Forward, Twitter at Forward, Instagram at Onward, and Tumblr also at Onward. And listen, the phone lines are open. I want to know exactly, what are you doing in terms of the cabin fever? Are you staying in the house? What movies are you watching? I tell you this, we've been watching Ozark, me and my wife, and for the last 3 days, there's a thing on Netflix called Money Heist. Yeah, so I've been watching Money Heist for the last 3 days, and I watched the last episode right before I came to the station here tonight. So we got a call on the line. Tonight's show was sponsored by Men and Women for Human Excellence, and we got Ryan Shellington on the line. Ryan, how are you, bro?
Good evening, Mr. Ford. I'm fine, yourself?
Hey, man, listen, I saw you earlier, man. I want you, and along with the rest of the folks, to please be mindful of social distances and wearing the appropriate masks so that we don't contract the virus. You know, I hope that we can kill the stigma how people think that black people or brown people can't contract this virus. Me personally, this is not a, you know, I'm just going to do a disclaimer, not on behalf of WRD. It's just my own personal analogy that, listen, no one's exempt. You know, it's almost like the drugs. This disease doesn't have a target of race, color, creed, or religion. It's out to destroy. So I want to be mindful that we put out the right information to folks that they protect themselves by all means. Social distance. Wash your hands. Don't touch your face. Okay? So, Ryan, what's going on over there at Men and Women for Human Excellence?
Well, as you can see earlier, I was on my way to one of the houses. We just moved out of the building.
Yeah.
We just moved into three houses. I was going past there because a pig was hungry. He called me, so I was going to take him some money so he can get something to eat. He just arrived a few days ago.
Yeah.
So I was just showing him that if you come to Men and Women, we want to help you in every way we can possible, so you can stay clean and move forward in life. So that's what I was doing when you seen me.
Well, you know, I want to say this on behalf of the core group of folks over there. In the history of Men and Women for Human Excellence, located right here at the very corner of 26th and Cecil B. Moore, and I will forever be grateful to my good friend Kenny Ali, who was a visionary. He believed in this whole concept of bringing treatment to the hood. And here we are. We're still up and running at 26 and Cecil B. Moore under the leadership of Keith Johnson, a good friend of mine, and the rest of the wonderful folks over there at Men and Women for Human Excellence. Tell me a little bit about Ryan. What's your role over there?
Well, for the people who don't know, I was a peer. I was in the program.
Right.
Came from Baltimore.
You came from, say God.
Yes, came from Baltimore 6 years ago. And, I came one time and I left, right? I went back home. And, Mr. Johnson, one of the guys who was in the house with me called me and said, man, where you at? So I told him where I was at in Baltimore.
He said,
don't move. Mr. Johnson, only way to get you. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, Mr. Johnson, only way to get you. So I'm like, all right, whatever. And lo and behold, he pulled up with another guy in. Like, man, come on, get back in. I'm taking you back. I never knew him or nothing. Like, I knew him. I seen him. I spoke to him.
Yeah.
He helped me out a few times with some money, for some food and laundry, but that was it. We didn't have no type of conversation, anything. He really came and got me.
Now, hold up. Stop right there, because you mentioned the three things. He gave you some food, money, and something else?
To wash my clothes.
And you know what? Man, that's a noble thing. And that's the kind of guy Mr. Johnson is. Now, I want folks to really understand, you came here from Baltimore. What made you come to Philadelphia?
Man, my life became unmanageable. Like, my life went from the top to the bottom real quick. And a friend of mine, you need some help. I'm like, I don't need no help. And she's like, you need some help. I know somebody in Philadelphia where you can go get some help, and you can come back home once you get yourself together.
Wow. That was, what, 6 years ago?
I'm six and a half. So then when he came to get me, I left again. In 7 days, I left again.
Why did you leave?
Because I did all the things they told me not to do. Don't get in a relationship.
Yeah.
And the relationship drove me back out again because the girl was still around, and I couldn't take what she was doing, so I went back home again in 7 days.
Yeah.
And so then, and like 6 months later, my life didn't get no better. It only got worse. So I called Mr. Johnson again, and he said, listen, I ain't coming to get you this time, but I'll make sure you get there.
Yeah.
You'll get here. And I came back, and I ain't been back home to live ever since I've been here.
So now, how long have you been clean now, Ryan?
I've been clean for 5 years and 10 months.
Man, you know what? That's a lot of time, man. And I applaud you for that. And and I'm quite sure you. What were you using when you were in Baltimore?
I was using Molly's.
Molly's?
Yes.
And any heroin or anything else? I'm talking about the progression, huh?
No, just Molly's and marijuana.
Okay, cool. So you come here to the great city of Philadelphia and get in treatment. Did you do detox or rehab, or did you just come back to Men and Women?
I came straight back to Men and Women, straight back.
Wow. Man, that's a great thing, man. And this really this is why we do this show, to bring hope and healing for folks. And I always go back to my years of working in the field of addiction treatment and recovery. And I've worked at every level, from detox to rehab to outpatient to I've done psychotherapy. But I always, Ryan, go back, and I commend the city of Philadelphia for opening the doors up for people. Everybody migrates to our city because of the great work that we do with treatment and recovery. And in spite of what's happening now with this opiate epidemic, folks still come to this great city and receive the treatment that we provide here. Kudos go out to our leadership, Commissioner David Jones, Deputy Commissioner Roland Lamb, who I love dearly. These guys are true believers of what's happening here in the city of Philadelphia. And you know, and when I think about this, Ryan, have you been back home to Philadelphia, and people look at you and they see you and they say, yo, man, what's going on? What is it? Have you been back home?
Yeah, I go back home. I try to be ambassador, or you level say, for
yeah.
Women.
yeah.
as far as like getting people in and like my story. Like my story, if I can do it, you can do it.
Yeah.
You know, and not look at me now, but listen, if I turn my life around, you can turn your life around.
So now what are you doing now? I mean, in terms, are you in college or are you?
Yeah, I graduated Chestnut Hill in December.
Wow. Let's give him a hand for that. I hope folks really can hear your destiny. Wow. So you're graduating from Chestnut Hill this December, upcoming December?
Yes.
That's great, man. So, you know, and it speaks in volume about the work that you're doing over there. When I talked to Mr. Johnson and some of the membership over there and the staff and some of the board members, and your nickname called you Shaky, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, yeah. Well, we know your professional name is Ryan Shellington. Shellington, yeah. Correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. And, you know, Mr. Johnson speaks highly of you and your commitment to what you're doing for not only the residents over there, but for the city of Baltimore. When folks, they come to the city, and I'll go back to that. I remember vividly 20, 25 years ago, I got a phone call from a lady who lives in Philadelphia, but her sister lives in the city of Baltimore. She said, Rick, can you help my sister? And this is what she said to me, Ryan, can you help my sister? So she put her sister on the phone, and I spoke with the lady, and I said, here's what I need you to do. You need to get on Greyhound. You need to let me know what time that bus arrives here in the city of Philadelphia, and I will be there to pick you up, and we'll put you in detox. Well, let me fast forward. I picked that lady up from Greyhound Station, and you know, like anything else, she was tow up from the flow up, as they say. We put her in detox. She did, I don't know how many days of detox. Then we put her into rehab. And then after that, we put her in the recovery house. And right now, to this very day, she's still clean. And she's the executive director of a program here in West Philadelphia. So it speaks in volume that no matter where you come from, when you get to the end of you, then you become willing and ready to receive the benefits of what recovery has to do. So Ryan, tell me a little bit about what are they doing over there for the residents. Are they doing telehealth or telehelp? What are they?
We doing something called Zoom. It's
Zoom?
Telehealth or whatever.
Yeah.
Yes. The peers still are able to participate in their groups.
Right.
And they still are able to do their individual sessions.
Yeah.
Via Zoom. And it's pretty good or whatever. I think that's going to be the new way.
Well, you know what? For whatever reason, Ryan, I'm a firm believer, being a person in long-term recovery myself. And, you know, for newer people, I guess I'm going to speak for the newer people who are so accustomed to going to 12-step meetings, being in the atmosphere to hear God's collective voice, which the coronavirus has derail that. So Zoom has played a major part in people in recovery being able to communicate, share their experiences, and hear hope in healing from other folks who are in recovery. So the Zoom apparatus has worked for many of folks, and I wish that we can continue that, because eventually what's going to happen is the city of Philadelphia has shut down all rec centers, and most churches are closed. So Zoom, and you know, is terminology that we use in recovery about one addict helping another without parallel. So I would suggest that anybody that's listening or watching, to utilize the therapeutic value of one person helping another person, because that's how we get through this collectively together. So is there a phone number over there for folks, like someone who's listening now that might want to get into treatment over there at Men and Women Through Human Excellence?
Yes.
You have the phone number?
The number is 267.
Right.
701.
Right.
6669.
6669.
Another number is 267.
Right.
444-2448. Yes, I'll be answering either phone and ring. Like, I'm I'm available 24 hours a day.
That's good, man. So
7 days a week. If somebody needs some help, I'll answer all calls.
Right.
And we're going to figure out if they, no matter where they're calling from, and we're going to get them in. And
that's
love
good.
Them, love them. Love them.
Yeah. That's awesome, man. And, you know, and you said that your phones are open 24 hours a day for folks that are seeking treatment.
24 hours.
Yeah, we get them. We don't care. It don't matter if it's 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. And I think what's essential about that, Ryan, is that a person is using drugs when all their money is gone and they can't go home. Now is the time to make that call. And it's so equally important because now they're saying, hey, I'm ready. And it's important to have services available for people when they can't, rather than have somebody sitting there waiting or come tomorrow or sitting there to go through this evaluation or assessment process. Something might change during that time. So it's critical when those people call and say, hey, I'm ready to go, then you guys are right there to receive them. So I applaud you guys for that. Listen, Ryan, we're going to take a break and come back to you. Don't hang up for those that are viewing and listening. Give us a call at 215-634-8065, toll free, 1-866-361-0900. And also, for those that are looking for testing for Freakavona 19 testing, it was happening today, Saturday, April the 18th in North Philly. And that, if you want more information about that, you can go to www.realconovirus.com for those who want the white one to get tested. So the testing sites are open, and I'm just reading the note right here on the board here at 900 a.m. So listen, we're going to take a break and we're going to come back and continue discussion with Ryan Selingen over there at Men and Women for Human Excellence at 26 and Cecil B. Moore. We'll be right back.
Men and Women for Human Excellence is a drug and alcohol treatment program seeking to strengthen, empower, and inspire individuals through holistic, person-first, strength-based recovery, such as drug and alcohol treatment to individuals and families through two levels of care, intensive outpatient and outpatient. They also provide assistance to individuals to begin the recovery process for issues related to their mental health status. Case management services are also provided to assist individuals in recovery with essential services that are necessary for a successful transition and integration into their communities as a productive, responsible citizen. One other service they provide is a substance-free living environment which alcohol and substance users can holistically rebuild their lives by using the person-first, strength-based approach that emphasizes recovery and resilience. They also provide free transportation. For more information, call 215-769-7045. That's 215-769-7045. They are a family-strengthening organization. For 50 years, Maricay has been a leading provider of drug and alcohol and behavioral health services to individuals and communities across the country. At Maricay Parkside Recovery in Philadelphia, we believe that people can and do recover from the disease of addiction and other disorders such as mental illness. Call us today at 1-866-647-0007. We support individuals with addictions who are also suffering with housing, employment, mental health, and other issues. Maricay Parkside Recovery offers outpatient treatment, drug-free and medication-assisted treatment including methadone and suboxone, mobile assistance services, and much more. Let Maricay Parkside Recovery in Philadelphia help you take your life back. Call today 1-866-647-0007 or find us at maricay.org. At Maricay, we put our heart and soul into exceptional care and services.
Start your life over again. Just take it one day at a time. Put your life back together again. Just take it one day at a time. One Day at a Time drug and alcohol treatment in an outpatient program. 6 months to a year. 24-hour drop-in and crisis center. 2526 Broad Street. Free confidential HIV testing every Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. If you know someone or if you are someone who needs drug and alcohol treatment, call this number here. 215-221-10. 1033. That's 215-221-1033. Start your life over again, one day at a time. 24-hour drop-in and crisis center, 2526 Broad Street. Get your life back on track, one day at a time. One day at a time, drug and alcohol treatment in an outpatient program. If you know someone, or if you are someone who needs drug and alcohol treatment, call this number here, 215-221-1033. That's 215-221-1033. Start your life over again, one day at a time.
Hi, I'm the First Lady of Recovery, Sheila Ford, and you're listening to Recovery Talk 101 with Rick Ford on 900 AM WURD and 96.1 FM.
Lucifer, oh Lucifer.
Hey, we back here at 900 AM WURD. Phone lines are open. You want to get into the conversation, 215-634-8065. Yes, that was Philly's own Billy Paul, Grammy Award winner and singer. And out of all the songs that Billy made, The War of the Gods is probably one of my favorites. And there's a line in there that Billy says, God kicked you out of heaven because you couldn't pay your rent. So we on the line, we got Ryan Shellington from Men and Women Human Excellence. And before we go anywhere else, Ryan, we got another caller on the line. We have Donald on line too. Donald, welcome to the show.
Thank you for welcoming me to the show. And Mr. Ford, War of the Gods was one of my mother's favorites too, because her and Billy Paul went to school around the same time when they were young.
Yeah, that's good. How you been, Donald?
Hey, man, I'm doing awesome, man. I'm doing great, man. I'm still loving living alone and all of that. There ain't nothing like it. And getting to the exact natures, the 10-digit number for anybody to call, and the state of Nevada will come up about recovery when it comes to, like, alcohol and drugs.
Yeah.
725-735-9212. I'll say it again.
Go ahead.
725-735-9212.
And what is that number for, Donald?
It's for actually 1 hour meetings on the phone. It's a conference call, 7 o'clock p.m., 7 o'clock a.m. on a daily and a nightly basis. I'm saying this because I gave the phone number out to somebody just before your show came on.
Yeah.
You met him.
Oh, okay.
The that you make in Rockboro. I'm going to say that.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, so the state of Nevada will come up, and it'll be this here slow, like music playing, and the instruments are recognizable by people that played instruments or have been introduced to instruments at the time. I'm talking about before digital came out.
Okay. So, Donald, I just want to fast forward. When they call that number, is it Zoom meeting for 12-step meetings, AA, NA, CA, GA?
A person will be asked to if they're the host to give their name, and if they're not the host, to just wait, and then it'll be time to introduce yourself of your first name, because there's men and women that call that number.
My question is, if a person calls that, is that a support group kind of thing you're Zooming for Zoom meetings?
Yes, because our meetings physically, like in my neighborhood, there's a church at Lubbock and Oakley, and the parishioners there, they were Korean husband and wife. They literally contracted the COVID-19 coronavirus.
Yeah.
And so they stopped having physical meetings in there. And we would meet up in there on Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m.
Okay. So we got that information down, and I appreciate you calling, man. You keep doing what you're doing, right? And stay safe, because I heard what you're saying. You like living by yourself, so ain't nobody in there with you but you and God, right?
Hey, and my literature, and that's a transistor radio AM/FM that my sponsor gave me that's plugged in my kitchen. I'm in my front room right now.
That's good. So, look, you keep doing what you're doing, man, and I love you, Donald.
Love you always, man.
All righty.
And what you're doing, too, man. And, I'm a definite supporter of success of anybody that's doing the same thing that we're doing, no matter what age they are.
Okay. That's Donald. Thanks again for calling, bro. So, Ryan, you still there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. I'm just hoping and praying. I was listening to the governor, I think, of New Jersey, and they were talking about possibly opening up the wine and spirit shops again. And you know what? It moves me in another direction when I hear these kind of discussions about places that can be quite harmful to people who are going through anxiety, depression, cabin fever, folks who are, listen, or, you know, people really need to pay attention. There's some people right now who can't go out, but have a fear factor. Now, let me ask you this, right? What's your thoughts about this? Hypothetically, if they this thing clears up, that there's going to be a fear factor of folks gathering again. Folks have been traumatized by this. Me, personally, I'm not too excited about getting back in groups because, you know, who knows if there's a reoccurrence of this virus recirculating again. So, I don't know.
Well, me personally, I don't think that I'll ever gather in a group again. I think I'll always practice social distance.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, because like you say, you don't know when it's going to pop back up. Then they're not even being accountable for everyone who has contracted this virus. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like a steady dose of moving forward.
Yeah.
One thing I do believe is that a lot of people can have it and don't contract those symptoms.
Yeah.
But they still pass it.
It can be a carrier.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And in them 14, 15 days you carrying it, you're passing it to different people.
Yeah. So
I believe that the best thing is social distance and the sanitizer of hands.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think of the parents now when I think of some of the schools that they won't reopen schools here in the state of Pennsylvania, at least I think so, here in Philadelphia. And I can only really rely, I feel so, it's painful to me for parents who have kids and have to make alternative moves, you know, babysitters, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know what I look at, and also, Ryan, I think that once this thing clears up a little bit, there's going to be a limited amount of summer jobs for our youth. Grown folks can be arguing for them positions. So, you know, there was a time, you know, when you 14, 15, 16, you can get a summer job. Well, guess what? You know, when I think about the budget, and I listen to Mayor Kenney talking about the budget. Well, there ain't going to be a budget because the money is going to be allocated for other things. So I just hope and pray that the warmer the weather gets, I think the worse it'll get because people will, again, think that weather will change the condition. But we have to continue to practice social distance.
Of course, yes.
You know, and we have to reiterate that to people. We, you know, like, I'm a kind of guy, man, I like hugging and embracing and touching. And, well, guess what? My wife said, look, you need to mind your business and stay away from people. So,
yeah.
You know, I was a little reluctant to wear a mask. But as the days progressed, I say, wait a minute, I'm not exempt. So I'm practicing social distance. I'm washing my hands. And not only that, I'm wearing my mask because I'm trying to be around. Yeah.
I think they're going to come up with a vaccination soon.
Well, you know what? See, you think they're coming up with a vaccination for this thing here?
Yeah, I think everybody should take it. But, you know, some people are against taking a vaccination. Whatever. But I think you're going to have to take it to prevent from catching it. Or prevent it from killing.
Yes, sir. Well, you know, yeah, Ryan, watch this. You know, sometimes people call me a conspiracy theorist. One lady called me, she said, do you think this is designed to eradicate and eliminate black people? And I said, no. I said, no, what makes you think that? And, you know, she said, well, I'm watching the media, and they say that African-American and black people are getting this. And I said, well, I just think that we need to practice what they're telling us to do. Social distance, wash your hands, don't touch your face, and stay in the house. Stay in the house. Stay in the house. Now, I know it's kind of hard to stay in the house when you in a house that unruly. There's a, you know, I pray for those folks. I've been blessed to just live me and my wife. And even that, I have to kind of get away and go to another part of the house so that we kind of need some space. So I don't know, man. I don't know. So for folks that need to get in treatment over there at 26 and Cicero Moore, Ryan, I think, you know, you guys are in, anybody that is in the 19121 or the 19132 should take advantage of treatment and opportunity over there at 26 and Cicero Moore. What other services do you guys do over there?
Do you do
Hep C and mental health?
Mental health, drug and alcohol. Then we have the residential area. Then we have the HIV and Hep C department. And we have the CABI department as well.
CABI, can you explain that?
It's basically what they'll do is help the peers find housing.
Oh, that's, you know, housing is an issue here in the city of Philadelphia.
If they qualify financially, though, it's not free housing, but, like, it'll get you in no matter what your income is.
Yeah, that's great.
Housing for you.
Yeah,
so they free, and they get you in somewhere.
Yeah, y'all have Dr. Story and all those folks over there, and Dave Simpson and Tony Moses and some other great folks over there working over there at Men and Women for Human Excellence. Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely work with a great host of people, right, who are dedicated to just the holistic idea of somebody changing their life and making it better for themselves.
Yeah, yeah. So what are your plans moving forward? You know, once you graduate from Chestnut Hill College in December?
I'm going to try to go to Widener first.
Okay.
And then for my master's in social work.
Yeah. You know, that's, I think, if I'm not mistaken, Mr. Johnson was a graduate of Widener.
Yeah, well, that's my mentor. So
okay.
I've been following his footsteps since I've been here. And they, to me, they're not bad steps to follow.
Yeah. You know, no, not at all, man.
Yeah. So you know, I'm going to follow all his footsteps.
Yeah, please do, man. Yeah, please stay with people, change agents that are working towards improving the life and quality of other people. Mr. Johnson is a good dude. I speak with Mr. Johnson quite often about just various things, and, you know, we exchange ideas about certain things, man, because we believe in wanting to help people. When I think of the history of Men and Women for Human Excellence and my good friend Kenny Alley and our former friend, I'm not going to say former, Richard Chappelle, and just these guys were cut with a certain fiber of wanting to provide help and healing for those that are struggling. So I'm dedicated to the very end to do what I need to do, not only for Men and Women for Human Excellence, but for anybody that's struggling, man. And they say, those are last will be first. And Kenny Alley used to say things like, it ain't how you fall, it's how you get up. So, you know, the tough times don't last, tough people do. So we got a lot of work to do, man. So,
yeah.
Anybody, go ahead.
I just try to treat people how I want to be treated. And that's how I'm able to help people, because that's how I want to be treated. I want somebody to help me when I need help. And that's what Mr. Powers always say, Shonathan.
Yeah.
You know what the key to this is? I'm like, what, Mr. Powell? Treat people how you want to be treated, and you're going to be hiding the steel.
Yeah. So I'm looking here on Facebook, Hannibal Casanova, I'm a logical conspiracy theorist. Just give us a call. Hannibal, phone lines are open, 215-634-8065. I want to hear your thoughts and what you think is really going on with this whole thing here. So, I don't know. I just believe, Ryan, that we got a lot of work to do. But I think as we move along, many people are going to need our services.
At
all levels, man. Folks that are viewing and living in wherever you live at, Chicago, New York, Jersey, Baltimore, come to Philadelphia, because this is the healing place. This is what we do here. I'm not taking away from any other city or state, but historically, I just watch what has been happening when folks come to our great city. So we got another caller on the line. We got Wick. calling from Center City. Wick, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Rick. I'm doing just fine. And I just want to say to you, you know, one thing is for sure, one day at a time has nothing to say that they have not ever been on the case.
Yeah.
Because one day at a time has been around for many, many, many years, and you've been consistent in with the same words of trying to help the inner city youth and the inner city that have issues.
You mean one day at a time over there under the leadership of President Mel Wells?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Man, listen, Wick, that's one of our good friends. And again, I'll reiterate the fact that what you made, one day at a time, has been around not only in the city of Philadelphia, but around the country. And Mel Wells is doing just phenomenal work out there. What are you guys doing down there in the city, Center City?
Well, first of all, Rick, I'm not affiliated with One Day at a Time. I've just always supported them throughout the years.
Oh, okay.
My main reason for calling today is to make you aware of the last conversation you and I had was pertaining to the young man by the name of Mr. White. The young man that had the confrontation during about a year ago with the developer in Center City. And we talked about drug abuse.
Oh, Wick. Right, man. I got you now.
And we were on the subject of how folks that are abusing drugs can sometimes disguise it in such a manner to no one would ever think that they were an abuser.
Yeah.
And this incident with this young man shows how things can just turn around for the worse.
Yeah.
And where it is that this young man has gotten a new chance of life because he wasn't found guilty, is the family of the
deceased, right?
Is still pursuing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pursuing him to the point to where they have a $2 million lawsuit against him and his former employee.
Wow.
You know, the one thing I will say with the black lawyers that's leading with attorney, I forget the brother's name, but he is leading a group of lawyers to defend this young man pro bono.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Michael Kaur.
Michael Kaur. That's one of our good friends.
And I think, you know, we need to pay close attention to these things.
Yeah.
Because here it is, a young man that I'm quite sure that regrets the incident, but he is being continued to be haunted and tracked down like an animal because the family of the deceased was not satisfied with the verdict. And you know, when I look at that young man, he can't be more than 22, 23 years old. That could have been my nephew, my grandson, my son.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have tragedy every day. Black folks in Philadelphia and all around the country has tragedy in their life every day, one time or another.
Yeah.
And, you know, now that we're having this global matter, it's going to take the lid off of a lot of problems.
Yeah. Well, you know, Wick, I want to thank you for calling. And I really recall that conversation me and you had about that incident with the young man that happened down in Center City. And, you know, we just have to stay prayerful. All right?
You have a blessed day.
You do the same thing, man. So, Ryan?
Yes.
So, listen, man, 1 hour goes relatively fast, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
So, what are your plans for tonight?
I ain't doing nothing, man. I got two people come from Baltimore Monday. I talked to them earlier, one woman and one man.
Yeah.
And I'm just sitting there waiting to greet them.
That's great, man.
That's it. That's it, man. I ain't doing nothing. I ain't doing nothing. I work hard during the week, or whatever. So, you know, it's a job dealing with 80, 90 people a day. Like, it drains mentally. So when Saturday comes, I don't want to do too much.
Yeah. Anybody you want to thank before we leave the airways here tonight?
I just want to thank everybody, man. Everybody. Everybody was struggling. Everybody mm-hmm. was not struggling. And I really want to thank men and women. They really saved my life. They really saved my life. So I'm forever grateful for men and women for being excellent.
Yeah. So I love you, man. So listen, I'll be seeing you guys sometime this week. And again, okay, man, you keep doing what you're doing, man. One of the things we want to do upon your graduation from Chestnut Hill College is we want to kind of bring you back in here and share a little bit more in detail about your story. Okay, Ryan?
Yes, sir. Okay, have a good day, Mr. Ford.
Hey, you keep doing what you're doing, man, and everything over happening at Men and Women with Human Excellence.
All right, thank you so much. Talk
All right.
to you later.
All right. So, you know, I was just, it's funny, I was just looking at a text here again for those that are viewing us on Facebook and et cetera. My niece Charmaine Meacham, they were on Family Feud. It was kind of hilarious to watch them. They were on Family Feud with Steve Harvey. They went through the first round, but then they lost in the second round. So that was quite interesting to hear the answers or the questions that was posed to them. And my niece Charmaine, she's a go-getter, and she'll be graduating relatively soon from college as well, as long with my wonderful wife, Sheila Ford, First Lady of Recovery, who is... I'm just being quite supportive as a husband because she's dealing with the loss of her brother. To the Sanders family, the Williams family, the Ford family, the Meacham family, to all the families that are viewing and listening, we're going to ask that you continually pray and trust and believe that there's a power that will get us to the other side. To my two daughters, Sierra and Quadia, and Samia, my one-year-old niece, and Sayer, my hero, six-year-old Sayer. And to all my friends and family, man, I love you guys. Please keep us in prayer until next week. Guess what? We're going to do something a little different tonight because our good friend Lloyd Cummings, he'll be here with some information and some music for you guys. Keep us all in prayer until next time. Love someone because someone needs to love you back. Peace, and we're out of here.
To some people, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much. But that's not necessarily true. By 6 months, they're combining vowels and consonants. By 9 months, they're trying out different kinds of sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on some meaning. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Early screening and intervention can make a lifetime of difference and unlock a world of possibilities. Take the first step at autismspeaks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Listen to Laborers Live.
We created the weekend. We created the 40-hour work week. We just want enough to feed our family, be able to send our children to college, and let our next generation do better than we did.
To people that might have forgot how important unionism is in a country like the United States. People now infringing on our 8-hour work day, trying to work people more than 8 hours without overtime, trying to work people without benefits. In the long run, everybody's getting a fat paycheck except the worker. So this is really a wake-up call for America.
The struggle is continuous. Tune in to Laborers Live every Friday from 4 to 5 p.m. Sponsored by LESSIT, the Laborers Employers Cooperation Education Trust of the Laborers District Council of Philadelphia and Vicinity.
Local 332, Sam Staten Jr. Business Manager. Local 57, Esteban Vera Business Manager. Local 135, Dan Woodall Jr. Business Manager. Local 413, James Harper Jr. Business Manager. The Laborers District Council, Ryan Boyer Business Manager. And Tony Staten, Executive Director of LESSIT.
Want the latest in word swag? Check out the shop tab on wordradio.com. Hoodies, tees and more in a variety of colors. The shop tab on wordradio.com. Show the world that you're all about black. Talk Media. WURD on coronavirus.
Check out wordradio.com/coronavirus for an exclusive WURD on-demand coronavirus playlist. A special letter from Word Radio's president and CEO, Sarah Lomax Reese, and resources for homeschooling and education, public administrative updates, small business information, and many additional resources. wordradio.com/coronavirus. Stay informed with WURD.
Tune in this Sunday at 4 p.m. for the show Money Matters, providing information and understanding about accumulating, preserving, and transferring your wealth with host Walter Watson.